Hey, D, I think people thought we were done with this podcast, all of it. Boris and Diable was done after that season. D, can I ask you, are we done?
Never, never, sir, never.
D, hit that shit. Hello, world. Welcome to another lovely episode of Boris and Diable Don't Know. I'm obviously Borson.
And I'm D.
D, how good does it feel to be back in the studio recording and enjoying life here in Abnormal Heights?
It feels great, man. We have a new setup here and I'm comfortable as shit. It's a little hot and sticky, but we can get through that, you know? Still waiting for the ASI guys to come give us a new AC unit.
Yeah, ASI. Look, it's dead of summer right now in San Diego. It is hot.
Is it ASI, right?
It's ASI.
Cool, yeah. Sponsor your local studio, ASI.
Yeah. So we are back in the studio. ASI, come by anytime. Give us a little coolness in the studio. But we bring the cool. We're cool people, but we could use like temperature cool.
Right.
It's great to be back in here. You know, we had an amazing first season. D, what's going on, man? I haven't seen you in about 25 years. What's new?
Yeah, I took a hiatus. I've been drinking a lot of protein shakes, hitting that gym. Horde, with a H-O-A-R-D, Horde.
Yeah,
or is that
Horde?
Horde, whatever.
Horde.
You know, trying to get a little tan, getting ready for the summer, gearing up, redoing the studio, you know. We got a great setup now, super comfortable for our future visitors, our future guests. They're going to really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can tell you've been working out. I can see all the lifting you're doing. I mean, you're glistening, like your muscles have muscles now.
Thank you, dude. Yeah, because I went to Cabo, and man, there's a lot of competition out there, you know?
The
biceps on some of these dudes out there are just, they're like boulders, you know? And my wife was checking them out, and I realized I could have stepped my game up.
Oh, yeah. She could have been just taken away.
Just curls for just hours upon hours. Just all curls. No calves.
Yeah.
All curls.
Only work on upper body.
For sure.
No girl cares about your lower body.
You wear jeans.
You wear jeans.
Yeah.
Right. Well, not everything in your lower body.
Yeah. The main unit is important concern.
Yes. So like you have three legs, but only two of the three you don't have to worry about. Just the one leg you have to worry about.
The post.
Yes.
The tripod.
The tripod. Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, I think when it comes to working out, it's so funny because
the foundation of the lower body.
It's just so funny because I think people focus so much on everything from the waist up.
Yeah.
And like, it's so funny, especially like with meatheads. Especially here in San Diego.
With juice boxes.
Juice boxes or the bros, like waist up, jacked, yoked, swole.
It's like a flamingo or an ostrich. I look like a flamingo. My upper body is big, and if I wear shorts, it just goes like tapers down like an hourglass.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm like, I need to do some squats.
How is the term flamingo never used to describe like bros like lifting?
It's used, man.
Now we're using it. We're calling them killer. Oh, shout out to, by the way, from Royal Oak, Michigan, Killer Flamingo. Speaking of flamingos, one of the best cover bands of all time.
Mm.
If they ever come out to San Diego, it would be the coolest thing. The group's called Killer Flamingos. I remember this when I grew up in Michigan. And like you would go out just to see this band perform.
Cover band. Okay.
And they play like they just kicked ass. And they had a super hot lead singer. And she was just as good of a singer as she was like with the look. So she had the total package.
What do they cover? Rock, classic, 70s, everything?
Yeah. Well, mainly like rock.
Okay.
I would say rock. But it's so funny when you said the word flamingo. We were talking about flamingos. That's what I was thinking of. And also, that's my sister's nickname.
Flamingo. Oh, cool.
Because she loves wearing pink.
Yeah.
So flamingos are pink.
I'm so white, I'm almost pink. It's pretty ugly.
Yeah, man. Apparently, all this lifting and swelling and tanning, you still surprisingly look exactly the same, might I say.
Yeah, it's tough because, you know, I don't have that tone to accentuate the shadows of the ridges of my guns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you probably don't even need to get a permit yet for it because those are technically just like BB guns.
For the most part.
Yeah.
I'm up to pellet now.
Yeah, you're up to pellet. You can't even register it as like a deadly weapon yet.
Yeah, not yet.
No. But your beats are deadly weapons.
Hell yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, got some good beats coming up this episode.
Oh, yeah.
Some new stuff dropping for the Record Clerks. Yeah.
Yeah, man. The Record Clerks.
Bathroom Stall. Keep an eye out for that one.
They're gonna make a big presence on this podcast now.
Yes, they're coming.
As they should.
For sure.
Good, good.
Bow-legged alpha.
I've actually just been meditating.
What about you? Let me ask you. Yeah, what have you been fucking doing?
Thank you. So we're working on our communication skills here. So
yes, we are.
D, pose the question.
Yeah. So what have you been up to?
You know, D, I'm so glad you asked. Mm-hmm. I just have been meditating in the mountains for the last 6 weeks.
Mm.
I haven't ate anything. I haven't drank anything. I'm pretty sure I haven't peed.
Breatharian?
I've been breatharian it.
Oh, wow.
As RJ Spina, one of our guests, has explained, I've actually been able to sit in one position, take in the entire universe. I actually took in multiple universes
mm-hmm.
for the last 6 weeks. And surprisingly, you don't really... I thought RJ wasn't sure about the concept, but then I tried it out for 6 weeks and flawless. Flawless. I gained weight.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was concerned about that a little bit. Yeah.
I know. My mom's always like that.
You got a little belly now.
Adam, it's your mother.
Yeah.
You don't eat at all. You don't eat enough. Adam, you're starving. I can tell you're starving. And for all you listeners, I am a robust 160, 5'10", 160. I'm the perfect form of a human being. I'm as good of a dimensions as you can ask.
Yeah, that's part of the meditation concept. You know, you got to kind of detoxify,
mm-hmm.
you know, all those harmful things we put in our body and grow mentally, for the better.
You just got to cleanse.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what we've done since the last season is as we cleanse, we want to revitalize, rejuvenate ourselves, and then just get back to work. So what we did, all you lovely humans out there, is we decided we need to do something romantic. Like, we can't say, like, hey, let's just get together and
let's go to a bar.
Or let's go sit in a living room and just hash ideas out. No, we went and had a podcast retreat
mm-hmm.
at the lovely Torrey Pines National Park.
And I've lived in San Diego for 32 years and never been there. And it was a treat. Yeah. People go there. It's beautiful.
It's one of the nicest beaches, I think, on the planet.
Yeah.
The cool thing about San Diego is, yes, it's you're all on the beach, but every beach has its own unique flavor to it. Mm-hmm. It's not like all beaches are the same. They actually are diverse. So like you start like in Coronado. Coronado is always known as one of the most beautiful beaches on the planet.
Yeah.
Because it's like it's huge. The sand area is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Water is a little bit warmer. It's a little bit lighter.
A lot of space,
yeah. Right? And then you get into like OB and then into PB, a little more narrow at sorts, but that's more of a party beach. That's party beach
right.
time.
Half of the beach is just beer.
Yes.
Beer cans coming in and out of the tide.
And then you get further north to La Jolla, and then you got these coves where seals play around, and you got these fishes, you got leopard sharks. I think there was a hammerhead recently that was there, so no big deal.
Yeah, some serious sea life.
So then you get further north, and then you get to Torrey Pines, which I think when people think of San Diego, they're thinking of like Torrey Pines because you got these huge cliffs going along the whole shoreline.
Because of the golf course, too.
The golf course right there. And you got this little strip of beach. So it's like, it feels like you're away from civilization. Like there's no humans there. You can't tell if there's humans there or not. No like little stands or, you know, touristy stuff. No, it's like, it's just you out there.
Probably the clearest water I've seen in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Once in a while you catch dolphins. Like I've been there before and you just see dolphins just.
Oh,
just
really?
Flopping around.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So we hiked up the trail there,
mm-hmm.
and there's a known little area. What's it called? No, that's not potato chip. It's some sort of where you hike out to the cliff. What the Uber driver was telling us on the way back.
Just the beach trail?
Oh, sure. Yeah, beach trail.
Yeah. I mean,
ding, ding, ding.
There's nothing really exciting. I mean, there's cool names for the trails in Torrey Pines, but I mean, we just went went for a nice little hike up Torrey Pines. Because we want to get outside. I mean, our main thing with this podcast retreat is that we just want to get away from technology.
Right.
Because, look, right now, obviously, we're on our mics. This is being fed into the universe and going on to your podcast, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, whatever. So with this retreat, it's like, you know what? We want to get creative ideas. We want to get something that's going to flow and be amazing. And what better way to do it? It's like, we just got to clear our heads. Just clear everything. No distractions, no nothing. Just us sitting on a bench, gazing over the ocean.
Spitting seeds.
And just saying sweet nothings to each other. Spitting. I don't think I had any seeds.
You didn't want any.
I didn't want any seeds.
I ate a whole bag, though.
Yeah.
Dill pickle.
Well, I'm not really a spitter.
No, you're not.
No.
You swallow.
I swallow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why we wanted to do this episode. It's like, first off, hey, we're around. We haven't gone anywhere. And by the way, it feels so good to be here right now. It feels normal. It feels natural.
Yeah.
And one is just let people know we're not going anywhere. This is just the beginning. So we want to give people an update and just like, hey, what's going on in our lives right now? The podcast retreat. So with this podcast retreat, you know, we came up with some really good ideas, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with that, Dean?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got a lot of good things to come. New brand.
Yes. So let's talk about that. So we've decided, executive decision between the board, by the board meaning D and myself, that we're going to make a lot of changes and all going to be for the better. So first thing that's going to change about this podcast, Boris and Diablo Don't Know is not going to be Boris and Diablo Don't Know for much longer. So what we realized, you know, talking with other people, doing research is, look, in our minds, we're legends.
Legendary legends.
We're legends among legends.
For sure.
In our minds.
Yeah.
But in our minds, we have a million people there. And
other people don't give a shit.
And all these voices we hear, they tell us we're awesome, but we don't have a million people yet. And one thing we know, we understand is, as cool as we are, let's put it this way. If this podcast was named Brad Pitt, George Clooney Don't Know, you think that would sell?
Absolutely.
What if it was Barack Obama and Susan Sarandon? You think that would sell?
Yeah. Just millions and millions and millions.
What if it was Bert and Ernie?
Or Bob and Gary? No, not selling, not going anywhere.
But who's Bob and Gary?
I don't fucking care.
You think they're cool people?
Probably.
Yeah.
But they're not famous.
So that's the one thing we know is, and that's why it's amazing for everyone that's been following us and listening to us that don't even know who we are from all over the world. That's cool. And also with our story, like D, near fatal car accident, you nearly died.
Yeah.
You won't nearly die.
I'm on this earth for something better.
Right.
Yeah.
And with me, you guys, if you're listening to this right now, you're listening to someone that was never supposed to talk a day in their life. Like mm-hmm. you think there's something out there that you're trying to overcome, you think you can't, I'm living proof of it.
Yeah, and hit us up and let's talk about it.
And bring that positivity to it too, because I think there's too much negative content out there. Especially today, holy crap, every day now there's something terrible going on in the world.
Yeah,
I think people just want, hey, can I just go somewhere where I don't have to fucking worry about that ever?
It's addiction, man. People love violence. They love terrible news.
I think about this, but have you noticed though with Comedy Central, like The Daily Show, or even most shows now, they're all around Trump and politics. All of it.
Yeah, it's taken over.
It's taken over.
Yeah.
Even God bless Stephen Colbert. You know, he, you know, was on the Colbert Report, played like a caricature of himself, like as this Republican, but in real life, he could not be more different than that in real life.
Yeah.
But The Late Show is just all about Trump. That's all it is. And it's like, this is supposed to be 11:30 at night. This is supposed to be the time you just can unplug your brain and like think about or do anything else. Yeah. But even late night shows, all they talk about is Trump.
It's because he's so ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. But I think it's important to pay attention to what's going on in the world. Totally. At the same time, I can't be obsessed with it. You can't be obsessed. You can't just have this on your mind all the time. So we're going to have a new name. We have a couple dozen. We just started like drilling them during the retreat. We have it down to about one or two.
Yeah. Hungry Harry was one.
Yeah.
The Hungry Harry podcast. But that doesn't have to do with anything.
Yeah. I think we had Generation H was another one.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Human Habitat. we were even on drugs.
The foosball ball.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that was towards the tail end where we just like didn't know. We were just running out of steam. It's like, okay, it's going to come down to one or two, probably one. And I think the name that we're looking for going to do is really going to be what captures everything we're talking about right now, mm-hmm. about really what we want the direction of this podcast to go towards. That when you see the name, I guarantee you it's all going to click. So the name, worked on it. That's coming out soon. The studio. Now, that was one thing we want to talk about, because we had a pretty good setup here. It wasn't a mm-hmm. bad setup.
No, definitely not. Yeah. But this is maximum comfort now, what we have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can look at each other when we talk to each other now, which mm-hmm. is good.
Yeah.
Our guests can relax on our beautiful new couch. You got a nice love seat.
Yeah.
The walls are painted. I mean, carpet. Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
So, you know, between that and also, you know, I'll be honest, sitting on those chairs for over an hour.
That hurts your ass.
It hurts your ass.
Yeah. Kind of legs start falling asleep, too.
But now, like, you know, D, you know, is right now sitting on our lovely new sofa mm-hmm. for our guests. So we have a new guest sofa. So you're just going to be lounging. I'm in a lovely, it's not, is it a love seat or a chair? It's a big chair.
It's a love chair.
It's a love chair.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lots of love. Lots of love in this chair. So we got that. And then the pub table, we basically cut in half and we have that in the corner now. So D is going to just crush into production game in his own little area. But it's really just a living room setup here. It's a beautiful setup. D did an amazing job repainting these walls. Honestly, the colors are perfect. It's the perfect setup. So still lining up amazing guests. And also we have new bits, new sketches that we're... Sketches.
It's a mixture between a sketch and a bit.
Sketches.
Just like swims.
Mm.
Jeans that you can swim in.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're coming out with those too.
Our new
don't steal that idea.
If you steal anything.
Because people who are like, you know, too scared to wear shorts because they're not tan enough,
mm-hmm.
they can hop in with their jeans on.
Hop on in.
And they dry. Swims.
So we have to wrap it up though with the most positive fucking news.
News. Boom, boom.
Ever.
Ever. Ever.
So. Ever. This weekend is Pride Weekend.
Big thing going on in San Diego.
Huge. Yeah. Huge. So Pride Weekend, if people have been living under a rock or don't live in a city, because I feel like that's only in cities right now.
Or live in an Amish village.
Or an Amish village or live on the moon. Pride is a big festival celebrating the LGBTQ community mm-hmm. Through parades and music and
it's a crazy time.
Great time.
People are just going balls out.
You could be as heterosexual as fuck and you will have the best time ever. Don't matter who you are.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point of Pride is like, it don't matter who you are. Right. Just be together and have a good time, right?
Just don't hate. Yeah.
You know? I know. So that's, so actually after this episode, I'm going to be going down to Hillcrest. That's where Pride is.
That's the central
central
location. Yeah, you headed down there?
Yeah, that's the gay community here, neighborhood in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
Great food, great fun. I'll go to the bars there just because it's a good time.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not even gay, but I like going out because it's like people, I think, are just friendlier and also drinks are heavier. I've noticed.
Fucking pour them drinks.
They pour them drinks.
Yeah.
They don't mess around with that.
No, they want you to have a good time.
I will be rocking a glitter beard. I'm just going to say right now, glitter beard is in full effect.
Glitter beard?
A glitter beard.
Do you just put glitter in your current beard or did you buy it on Amazon?
Oh, no. This beautiful beard mane I have is going to be glittered.
Is it like paint on glitter?
No.
Put glitter specks in your beard.
It's funny. So got glitter. Okay, so the glitter. But it's like, wait, that's not going to stick. So I looked up online how to make glitter beard. You would not believe.
Whole community on making glitter beards, for sure.
There is more content on glitter beards than what I've studied in school.
Absolutely there is. Yeah. Dedicated their lives.
So it's no joke. I mean, the techniques when it comes to glitter beards, no joke. So I'm going to be putting, hair gel. You use hair gel.
All right.
On the beard. And then you just put the glitter and then it sticks like right on.
And then Aquanet to seal it? Aquanet hairspray?
No.
You don't need it?
Actually, there's one technique where hairspray you can use.
Okay.
I mean, so the main ways, what I learned. Mm-hmm. So there's the hair gel. There's the hairspray.
Okay.
Beard oil works, I guess, as well.
Beard oil.
Vaseline.
Mm.
So, I mean, there's a gazillion different ways to glitterify yourself with a with your beard. So I think I'm going to use the gel technique. That's where I went last night. I got a pomade.
Okay.
So sprinkle that on, and that should, I think that'll do the trick. A nice little rainbow themed. That's what I'm going for.
Lots of pictures. Let me see. I want to see those pics.
Oh, we'll get those pics out there. Oh, for show.
Yeah.
So the most positive news is this is an honor for Pride, an honor to the LGBTQ community.
Yes.
So, but one of the main areas where, unfortunately, the LGBTQ community has been affected by is in marriage, right? So recently now it's legal. Same-sex marriage is legal.
Yeah.
But here's the thing about marriage that you get a benefit from is taxes.
Yeah.
You can file jointly and you get more tax benefits as a result, right? Tax breaks, right? But unfortunately, so there's a law that was passed in the court case of U.S. versus V. Windsor is when now it became fully legalized, gay marriage. But that was just 3 years ago. Anyone that was married before that weren't able to get any tax breaks or benefits. They had to file separately, even though they were married. I'm pretty sure people listening probably know who Elizabeth Warren is, senator from Massachusetts, and also Richard Neal, another senator from Massachusetts as well. They have submitted a bill called the Refund Equality Act of 2017. Simple, put in layman's terms, it gives same-sex marriage couples the same tax breaks as heterosexual couples.
Like it should be.
Yeah. So same-sex marriage people that were married 10 years ago for years they were filing single.
Mm-hmm.
Now they can those tax years, they can now refile those as
That's awesome.
Jointly. So they get millions of dollars. Like mm-hmm. So they're saying when this and this is getting a lot of support right now in Congress. Isn't that crazy? Support in Congress for something that everyone's getting along on. What are the thoughts that is going to be on gay marriage? Nothing else, though. They can't agree on anything else.
Yeah.
Nothing else. And they said they're supposed to, this could bring in from tax benefits to same-sex marriages, $67 million.
Wow, that's incredible.
So I think that's pretty positive.
Congratulations for that community. That's great.
So it's just that I just believe that
they deserve it. They really do.
This shouldn't be happening though. What should have been happening is that everyone gets the same rights as everyone else.
Right.
It should not matter. And the problem, again, like I said, is that when people see something different, then they're going to treat them differently. Mm-hmm. No, everyone's the same. Let them be whoever they are. Just because you don't understand it. I remember taking this class, cultural anthropology class, my favorite class ever.
I took a cultural anthropology class
in school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very, very informative on different cultures. And mm-hmm. you think that, you know, just because the culture you live in is the only right culture. Mm-hmm. No, it's not.
No.
Yeah.
No.
As long as you're not, like you said, unless it's not a harmful or like hate group.
Right.
Then there's some issues there. But if you're doing good for people and you just want to, you know, be you, what's the big deal?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So it's like, that's where I was like, this shouldn't be happening because it shouldn't have gotten to this point. It's like, mm-hmm. hey, you're equal. And I'm going to Pride. So I obviously have friends that are gay, lesbian, bi,
mm-hmm.
and who cares? They're great, awesome people. So you're telling me that they don't get the same benefits as, you know, Adam and Eve that probably hate each other's guts and been married and are miserable. Let everyone be miserable together. Let everyone get tax breaks. Let everyone be miserable. Let everyone enjoy the same benefits as everyone else.
Misery loves company.
Right.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. So yeah, that's the most positive news. So hey, congratulations. Hopefully this passes. So it's not passed yet.
Okay.
Hopefully it does.
Would it be for all the states or just Massachusetts?
No, this is for everyone.
Everyone, okay.
This is nationally.
Oh, cool.
Good.
That's awesome.
God dang.
Yeah.
That's good. So, hey, kudos to y'all, to Elizabeth Warren, and to, who was that lovely human being? Richard Neal. Great guy. Great people. We'll humble hype them. They're getting humble hyped right now. Enjoy that. Bon appetit. So I think I'm going to get ready for this. I get ready for this pride.
All right.
Let's get pride.
Let's do it.
Hey, so D, any last words? Anything you want to say to our lovely listeners?
Great to be back. And keep us in your minds. Keep us in your thoughts.
Yes.
We'll be out there for you.
All right, everyone. Thank you all for listening. And just remember, don't be a dick.
Hi. Who's that? Is that you? Thanks again for listening to another wonderful episode of Borson and Diable Don't Know Shit.
Go ahead and follow us, amazing humans, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Borson and Diable. If you're an expert on something you think we don't know shit about, go ahead and email us at borsonanddiable@gmail.com. And you may be a guest on our show one day. And since you love us so much, go ahead and rate and review us on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And you may have a chance to have a handcrafted, custom-made song made by us for you. More details to come. You're welcome.
So I guess that was you. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see y'all next time.